Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all. Another Tuesday.
Yeah, man. It's a day of the Monday.
A Crab Feast for that ass.
Day of a Wednesday.
Oh, I felt you going up. You kept going up like the yodeler on Price
is
Right.
It was me.
I
was trying. I was like, oh, he's
going
up.
That's the only reason I was going up. I thought you were. Merry post-Christmas, Jay.
Merry Christmas. You're going to love this. What's up, Feast Nation? Jay Larson here. JayLarsonComedy.com. Jay Larson Comedy on all social media. The other night, I went out to a holiday dinner with another couple, and you ever go to Vito's in Santa Monica on
you introduced
Ocean
me
Park?
That place.
Yeah. So, you know, they bring the dessert cart around. They have a dessert cart, you guys, where they come around, and they have all the different desserts on it.
That's a very East Coast-style Italian restaurant.
Yeah. And they have them, you know, they have them on there. They serve you right off of this cart. And I was like, you know, I love to talk to people and get involved, and I'm joking around with my waiter the whole time. And, like, at one point, I was talking to the table about River, and I was like, oh, God, she's been such a little bitch. And he comes over to the table and hears it. He goes, did you just call my that other waiter a little bitch? Like, he knew I was he was fucking with me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, no, dude, I was calling you a little bitch. And he's like 50s, 60s, right? And he goes, oh, the only bitch around here is you. He called me a bitch. So we were getting along great, right?
Merry Christmas, man.
And we ordered dessert and stuff like that. Now he's coming by with the dessert cart for the table next to us, okay? And I go, hey, man, let me grab one of them cannolis. And like I faked like I was grabbing a cannoli. And then he stopped and brought the cart back to make a joke. But he did it quick. And the carrot cake shot off the table, flipped upside down, and landed cake side down on the floor.
Call that icing.
The icing, dude. I got to tell you, dude, we lost our
shit. Was he cool with it, though?
He went in the kitchen and got, like, you know, like when you put a pizza in the oven, that giant, giant thing. And he scooped it off the floor. He flipped it upside down his hand. He goes, go ahead, eat it. Put it right in my face. And we were dying. It was the greatest of all time. So I hope everyone out there had a great Christmas, great holiday. We had a great one over at the Larson household. It was great. We had family in town. And it was a great day. I hope everyone had a great day, or Hanukkah, or any of your whatever you're celebrating out there. I hope it was fantastic. A couple dates in January. I'm coming to Cleveland the 18th, 19th, and 20th at Hilarities. I'm excited to come out there. I heard it's an amazing club. Some of you have reached out for to help me out with a street team, which I'm really looking forward to. I've reached out to you. If any other people out there that want to help out, I want to get butts in those seats and really have a great time in Cleveland. And then February 3rd, my birthday, I'll be up in Washington. I don't have the exact location and date, but it's a special one-night event in Washington. It's kind of remote, so some of you might not even be near it, but I'll give you guys the details for that coming up. And that's it. Sickle Cell. What's up, player?
RyanSickler.com. Ryan Sickle on all social media. I, too, hope you all had a very, very Merry Christmas. I had a great Christmas as well. Really enjoyed myself. It was nice to have some time off, you know, because we hustle. We crank on a lot of different things. So it's nice to breathe a little bit. Can't forget about that. I will get you some local shows coming up here. We're going to have some fun things for the Crab Feast in 2018. I feel really good about everything. I feel great, damn it. For any and all things Crab Feast related, please go to thecrabfeast.com. And please, always hit the links up on our website to do your shopping. You've got merch there. You got the premium eps there. And make sure you guys are following the Crab Feast on Twitter and get over on that Facebook fan page, all right? And I'd like to wish you, Jay Larson, and your family, and you, all you feasters out there also, a very happy new year coming up.
Very happy new year, you guys. You as well, buddy. I love this time of year. It's one of my favorites. You know what I mean? I like to make some lists. I set my goals. And a good thing that my buddy taught me a couple years ago is not only do I set my goals, I go back and look at my accomplishments for the year. So I always enjoy doing that. And I think everyone out there should do that.
I looked at mine the other day. I feel like I'm like, it's not bad. 65, 70.
A percent of your goals?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. No.
Is that terrible?
I think that's fantastic.
Oh, really?
I'm probably 30%.
No.
There's no.
3 out of 10. If you had 10, you think you only accomplished 3, really?
Oh, I don't have 10. I have 40. I mean, they're not all giant monumental things.
I hear you, but
I do things like, hey, I want to build bunk beds.
Basic
I wanna,
math right there is going
like
to be tough.
I like to go ice skating with the kids. Like, I have different categories. 40. I have career. I have health.
Hey,
I have
just more than 3 a month. That's almost 1 a week, man. That's tough to do.
Exactly. But I have things that I want to try, you know, so that's what that's just, you know, we all do.
But you're not beating yourself up about it, is what I'm saying. About,
no, I oh, look okay. at it that's, and then I put it on
I'm
to the
trying
next
to
week.
Support you.
Yeah.
Jason.
We
all do it differently, I guess.
Yeah, we all do it very, very differently. You know what I mean?
I know.
Well, I'll tell you who doesn't do it differently. He does it just the way he does it. Ladies and gentlemen, excited to have back on the Crab Feast, the number 2 comic from the Dollop Podcast, but number 1 in your hearts, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gareth Reynolds!
Gareth Reynolds!
Hey. Welcome back to the Crab Feast, baby!
Levels are hot. Hot levels.
We have a great producer.
Spiking levels.
He needs to turn it down.
I would love to see Ryan play with the knob a little more. That always
Whoa!
Huh? Oh, is it weird because my penis is out?
Playing with your knob?
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't have a problem.
I thought we were buddies.
We are.
We were chumming up before this, and then you guys turned on me. That's your move.
Listen, when we're on mic, it's a lot different, pal.
Well, Gary.
Gareth?
It is always a pleasure to have you here at the Crab Feast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having time to get on the here with us again. And
thank you.
Would you please go ahead and promote whatever you'd like?
Yeah, where can people hear you, listen to you, see you?
You can listen to the Dollop Podcast that I do with Dave Anthony. I have another podcast called Point.
One of the most downloaded podcasts of 2017, correct?
Correct.
According to who?
The government?
Apple?
I'm not sure.
The government?
I don't know. I haven't really done the research. I don't source the things.
That podcast.gov site?
Yeah. They took it down when Trump got elected. But yeah, apparently we got good numbers. And then I have one called Point Versus Point that I do with my writing partner, Evan Mann. Watch the new season of Arrested Development that'll be out in March. And The Dollop has a book. And
you guys have a book now?
Yeah, we had a book for a while, asshole. Good Lord.
Yeah.
You read it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Page turner.
Yeah.
Cover
really
to cover
is.
Twice.
Yeah, yeah. That's my man.
What's it called?
Love chapter
The United
3.
States of Absurdity.
Absurdity.
Ooh, interesting.
Thank you. That's the right reaction.
Now, has it gone on the New York Times? I feel like
it's
everything
viral.
Is on. Oh, it's.
It's gone viral.
It's how does that happen? It's a digital download only.
There's no book.
There's no book.
No, there is. But no, it's not in the New York Times. It's hard to sell books. Like I'm obviously clearly not a good author. But what I didn't know was if your book does pretty well, you kind of just don't hear about it unless you're on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone's been like
it doesn't
what about
take much
like an
to
Amazon
get on the
bestseller list.
Oh, it's on that for sure.
For sure?
Mm. Nobody looked
don't
that
ask
up.
Questions
nobody looked yeah I'm not a fan of questions
everybody look right the book stop, up stop. Don't look up the Amazon thing.
Yeah, well, that's out there.
Well, where can you get it? Where's the best
you get
place
it on
to
Amazon
get the book?
Amazon, that's a good place to get all it right. Yeah, and then at Reynolds Gareth on all the social medias. You guys on Snapchat?
No.
Way. Me either.
No,
that's why I knew I liked you.
I feel like you asked because if we'd have said yes, you'd have been like, me
I love
too,
Snapchat.
Guys.
I we got to follow each other
that's
on Snaps.
That's exactly what I thought you were.
No. No.
I
way.
Felt that pendulum swinging either way on that response.
I'm a yes man.
I've never even been on it. Like, I've never been on it.
I don't think I've been on it.
I've never looked at it.
Well, you've seen, like, the puppy faces and, like,
yeah,
the filters.
Seen...
I see people do that, and I'm just like, I'm all set.
Yeah. No, that leads to bestiality eventually.
Is that where that's headed?
Yeah, all for right. sure. The sec enough attractive
the road
people
you,
are like
seeing
have
a long
dog
game
heads. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Eventually, you're like, hey,
yeah, I'll fuck a dog.
Yeah, it's a dog.
I would hope that a furry would be the next stop on the way to bestiality.
Nah,
I hope it's not
on.
Straight to it.
Nah,
you know,
come so. On. What do you got to go to convention?
What
center?
Do you got to get there in a hurry for?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Time Let's work is money, baby. Up, I got a buck. I got to bang this dog and get out.
Get this.
Come on, get the dog off.
Bucket list that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my
god. Got this dog rubbing his nub and.
I watched this. Now I can't remember the name of this Netflix series I watched, and it's sort of a modern
Ozark.
No, it's a modern day Twilight Zone. There's different individual stories in each one of
Black
these.
Mirror.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's probably that.
Breaking Bad.
You know the one I'm talking about with the...
Was it Breaking Bad?
No.
Jake, don't guess
anymore.
I think
it's like the Prime Minister of England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So...
That show's amazing.
It's a...
What is this? Black Mirror?
Black Mirror. Black Mirror. Is that what you said? Yeah.
It's basically like if our... Like right now, if there would just be like a mini diversion in how things... Like, it's hard to explain, but it's like, let's say you could record stuff like you could on your phone, but with your eye. And then what does that lead to? And then like... It's sort of like... Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind in some episodes and stuff like that. It's fucking nuts. It really is like the Twilight Zone.
But there's an episode, because of bestiality, where one of the... I don't know. I can't remember what she is. She's a princess or someone high up.
Princess, yeah.
And they kidnap her. And they tell the Prime Minister the only way to get her back safely is at, I think it's 4 p.m., you have to fuck a pig on national television or she will be executed.
This is like the first 5 minutes.
And that's how it starts.
That's interesting.
And he's
and that's
like,
the first episode of this series.
Was this written by 2 14-year-olds in Iowa that are baked out of their minds?
He's like, I'm not fucking doing this shit. Yeah. And they're like, so, and it leads up
to They're trying to
him.
Like green screen him in. Yeah. They're like, Mr. Prime Minister, we could potentially convince them that you would actually fucking the pig. But what
and
if
he
you
knew.
Would be- yeah.
So then a finger shows up on the video camera and she's fucking screaming. And he's like, I gotta fuck this fucking pig.
Yeah. So talking to his wife and his wife's just like, what are you gonna do?
Fuck spoiler alert right here. He does. He fucks the pig on national television. And then there was this dilemma. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. If you finish too quick, they're going to think you enjoyed it. So go as long as you fucking can. This poor dude's doing it for like an hour.
People in pubs are like... Oh,
and everyone in the bar is watching this. Like, it's around the world.
We get another round!
It's being broadcast around the world.
What kind of passes for me and my boys?
And when he finally gets done, they find out that the dude hung himself and let her go 5 minutes before he fucked that pig on national TV because he knew... humans would all be fucking at every screen they could and not even pay attention to the fact that he just let this girl go and she walked right down the fucking street.
Look at Jay's face.
I just don't even know what's going on.
He's shaking.
It's like Twilight Zone. It's like a modern Twilight Zone where you're like, holy shit.
My buddy was on that show.
Was he?
What? Yeah. Let's try and use a coaster.
Okay? Oh, good Lord. Oh, God. Not on your knob.
Spit it all over the table.
So... You were telling us you had a very interesting job growing up.
Not even growing up.
This was really 6 months
ago. He wasn't listening.
I just came here. I just rapped again.
When you were growing up. I mean, kind of.
I assume this was like
this was a while
14,
ago.
15,
no,
16?
No. This is right when I moved. No. You guys do some fucking research.
Minneapolis, right?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Close enough. That's not what you said.
I just said it.
Listen, man, I've been to Idaho, and I think it's beautiful. So fuck what he's saying.
I said it, though. When I first got here, like I had, like anyone else, I just had no money, and I had no real plan, and I really thought,
did you know anyone?
Yeah, because Emerson, where I went to school, had like a program where like people could come out here and like intern, but I didn't do that. So I came out here pretty cold, but I started like doing a sketch show, you know, great move. And there was a girl at one of the shows, and I'd been like donating blood platelets, and I'd been like watching like test marketing shit, like
just
to make money.
Walking around like a zombie.
Yeah, walking around lightheaded and then watching like a VH1 reality show that might go to pilot.
God.
So
how
girl,
old are you?
I'm like 24 at this point. And so this girl comes to one of the shows and she's like, have you ever thought about dressing up for kids' birthday parties? And I was like, what is that?
Yeah, that's why I moved here.
I was like, obviously, I'm ready to go. And so I went.
So where did you see this girl?
She just came to a sketch show that I did.
And just walked up to you and asked
Look,
you.
Dude, there's scouts everywhere.
Listen,
I
man,
got scouted.
They
man.
See potential.
They saw potential.
She saw a vagina in that fucking 66
she was like, that
person
guy,
theater.
That guy's a huge loser. I bet he'd fall for this. And so she's like, yeah, you should do it. Like, you could just work weekends. And I was like, okay, great.
I went to a kid's party two weekends ago. And there was these two guys that have this like little band and they do songs for everybody. And they were fucking unbelievable. They were unbelievable.
So,
and I meant,
well, keep going because I was just going to tell you how bad I was.
Oh, they mentioned it. I mentioned it to another parent. They go, was it James and Rick? And I go, what? And she goes, they're the best. Jeez. Everyone, do you know how full the calendar is? And I was like, Jesus Christ.
On their circuit.
And they were,
they got a circuit.
They were James unbelievable. Got a circuit. But like, you know, if you get good in that market, man, that's a future. How'd you do?
Not good. Remember when I, remember when I said so and Jay was going to punch me?
Is it Gareth?
You need James and Rick.
Oh, yeah, Gareth.
We're
you need
still
to get
trying
James
to get our
money. Gareth's available. So then I like, I go and meet this dude, and he runs this company, and he's like, yeah, you know, and he runs me through it, and he's like, you got to make...
What's his name?
His name's Richard. And
what's the company?
The company's called Hey Hey Entertainment.
Hey Hey Fire!
You know it.
Entertainment.
So then...
That's a real... It really does say. He's got scripts.
No, I got a bunch of work orders, because I found them yesterday.
These are actual work orders for the gigs you took through Hey Hey Entertainment.
So I was like... I didn't really understand what it would be like, but I ended up doing it for like 5 years. I had,
holy
I actually,
shit, that's a career.
I had
man.
A, well, the best part is I had a break.
There's running backs that got out of the NFL before.
What?
There's running backs that get out of the NFL before 5 years.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I had a break. I had like 3 years of doing it, and then I had like 2 years where I was like, thank God I'm done with that. And then I got poor as fuck again, and I had to go back to doing it. Which was like going back to Shawshank. But so basically,
wait,
like,
was the money that good that you had to go back to it?
No, there was
just... It was
just
money.
Yeah, it was money.
Yeah.
Well, at the time I was working... When I had to go back, I was working construction like 5 days a week. And then I was working kids' birthday parties on the weekends. And some days I would do both. Some days I would like work on a house and then I'd go take a hose bath out front. And then I'd go to like, you know, a school and be like, Spider-Man. And then I'd go back to like, you know, painting houses or whatever.
Jesus.
It was a good time. And so then I like, so yeah, so basically what I would do is I would show up and I would like be dressed at like whatever the kids wanted, and I would show up and
wait,
I would...
What's the weirdest one you ever got? The most embarrassing or strangest or whatever? What's the... And are they all superheroes?
No, it was sometimes like, here, I'll come on.
You
like,
do
okay,
Tarzan?
So, I never did Tarzan.
Dracula.
Oh, interesting.
Oh yeah, a lot of Dracula. One time I had to be Dracula for like an office party. There were many mortifying ones, but it's like grown-ups. I'd be like, why do I have to be around grown-ups? Yeah, they're all mortifying.
But with the kids, at least, you'd probably be like, oh, hey, but what do you do at an adult office party?
But are you doing your own makeup and shit, too?
Don't put it like that. And I'd have to get dressed. Yeah, like I would like, yeah, I would have to do my own shit. Basically, what would happen is I would go meet a dude in a parking lot. And
oh,
he would hand me,
totally
and I'd
bummed.
Blow him. Wait, what story am I telling? and I'd show up,
that's
and he'd
right
give me
one.
Like a few work orders, and then he'd be like, do you need balloons? Do you need bubbles? What do you need? You know, and I'd be like, I need some balloons, I need some bubbles, and he'd give me my costumes, and I had no idea, and then I'd get these work orders, and I'd look at him, and I'd be like, okay, you know, I gotta be Batman, and I gotta, there's a guy who's, there's gonna be Iron Man, okay, you know, and I'd call the mom and be like, hey, it's me, I'm your Batman for tomorrow, just let you know I'm gonna be showing up, all that shit. Show up.
Yeah, I got my balloons and the bubbles.
Bring loaded with bubbles, and I'd bring like my stereo, and I'd play like games with
what,
hula hoops.
Wait, what kind,
yeah,
wait,
walk us through it.
Back up with you. Bring your stereo.
Wait, because
what
I wanna,
the fuck
yeah.
are you rolling
like,
in there? With?
A boombox? Like $30 boombox. Yeah,
right.
And it would just
did you
like,
just supply yourself, or did they give it to you?
No, I had this. A lot of it was supply.
Ooh,
was,
man,
actually,
right
the first
right
year
there,
I did.
Man.
First
Rick,
year I did
Rick
my taxes.
Rick Skimps, man. Rick skips over and hey,
the first year I did my taxes, I was like, what do you mean 1099? What's that? Yeah. They're like, you're an independent contractor. And I was like, oh. And I got like completely fucked on my taxes. Because you basically are like saying you're your own business, but I just felt like I was a
freelancer. You're a freelancer. But.
So that's not fair. And so, yeah, I'd show up with my little boombox and it'd be playing like, you
so
know, Jock Jams.
So Batman just showed up at my son's party.
So Batman shows up. Okay, so your son's name?
Larry.
All right, nice. So I'd show up. I'd be like, "Where's Larry? Where's Larry at?
Where
huh?
the fuck is Larry?"
Easy, Jay. Easy. And
I'd
show up.
That's why we can't have Hall. This is why we can't have Hall.
You gotta get Rick and James, whatever the fuck their names are.
That's right, Rick
Pricks.
And James.
Pricks.
Do you know how full their calendar is? Well, I'll tell you what. It wasn't that full. Let me. You ain't gonna believe it. Rick and James.
Snare drum, man.
Play your ass in here, goddammit. All right. Batman shows up.
So I'd show up. I'd have my boombox playing. I'd like get the kids to sit down. I'd do a little bullshit, you know, be get the birthday boy up here.
What music am we hearing? Like superhero music?
Well,
or are you like fucking Casey
like,
and the Sunshine Band?
Honestly,
like what's happening out
just
there?
Give me some kind of song, It started as like jock jams. Like it started as like. Yeah.
Did they give you a playlist or you decide?
No, I decide because what would happen is, you know, remember how fucking gentle you had to be with CDs?
Yeah.
Like they'd skip all the, you know, so like the CDs would work themselves out of rotation for me. Yeah.
Don't bump the chair, man.
So yeah, like a kid would kick it and I'd be like, buddy, I got three more today. Knock it off. I got three more today. I need this. Also battery operated. So one out of every 30 parties, it'd be like,
remix! The batteries.
Yeah. I'd have to be like, all right, we're going to play musical chairs with no music. It'll be fine. Just vamping. And then, yeah, I'd like, you know, and then one time.
I just love that it's jock jams.
I started playing Gary Glitter. You know him?
No, Gary Glitter. That sounds like your other personality.
that's what I should have done parties at. Well, he's the one who did the song that's like, banana.
Fuck,
hey, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm at a party and I'm playing Gary Glitter's Greatest Hits and this guy comes up to me.
Wait, there's more than one?
Oh, yeah.
He's got more than the,
yeah,
what else
you
want to
be
at?
In my gang?
Dude,
come on, dude, there's a catalog.
That's Gary, man. That's Gary.
Yeah. So
that's me, man.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote that. The charge guy at a party.
Drunk and yelling,
you know,
at me.
I wrote charge.
That's for the
Civil
War.
Wasn't that hard either. Yeah. Wasn't that hard. So I, like, this dad comes up to me and he's like, you know, Gary Glitter just got arrested for child molestation. I was like, good. Got to get a new CD.
Is that really?
Yeah. I had no idea, though. I was like, it's like fun kids music.
Jesus Christ.
Were you, like, intimidated by, like, the parents that were there and stuff? Or were you kind of like, hey, I know my shit. I know what to do. I kill it.
It became such an exercise in, like, putting the blinders on to reality. Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like I had to, like, just focus on the kids because, yeah, like, you know, sometimes parents would be, you know, they'd be up my ass like Rick and James. But other times they'd just be like, you know, you could see people just being like, what a loser. Yeah. Like, you could actively see people.
Hey, Batman,
like,
focus on the kids.
You know, I bet he's
get
an actor.
Get a boner, you know.
Yeah. I can see the outline of your dick, which was a problem. Which was absolutely a problem. Some of the spandex were so fucking tight.
You were in spandex every day.
Not every, no, like Saturday and Sunday. And yeah, there'd definitely be spandex every Saturday
and
Sunday.
Give us some other characters. Batman.
Right, so here we go. We got
SpongeBob. You said
SpongeBob.
Dragon.
One time
SpongeBob. Let me guess some.
Sure, go ahead.
Guess some, Jay.
Just said, let me guess
Optimus
some.
Optimus Prime.
Yep. Nightmare costume.
Nightmare.
Like 18 pieces of like fucking
did
shit.
Were you two things? Or you just.
No.
You were, like, the
what? No.
Did you actually transform?
No.
You come in as the fucking trailer?
And what are you talking about? All right. Now I'm going to go to my car and become a truck. It might be an hour. No, I would like. Yeah, I would have to, like, you know, and I have to make balloons as those. Balloon animals. That was a big part of it, too.
You had to make balloon animals?
Last 15, 20 minutes was balloon animals.
Were you any good?
I mean, yeah.
What's your best balloon grade?
This is not going to be a good answer. I mean, just like...
Poodle?
Yeah, poodle.
You could do a poodle?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I could do a poodle right now.
You ever
now,
do anything
bro.
Cool, like sword? A skyscraper or something?
No, but kids would come up and say shit like that. I want a skyscraper. And you'd
like,
be
here's
like, buddy,
a sword, brother.
Buddy, I'm high, so you need to understand that this is...
Were you?
Yeah, were you?
Fuck yeah. And I was smoking cigarettes at the time, too.
I would
give myself like a half hour cutoff before a party of like smoking. But there were definitely times where parents would be like, you really smell like cigarettes.
They would say that to you?
Yeah.
Kate's niece and nephew, my niece and nephew, one of them, we were there for their birthday party in Connecticut, and the backyardigans came over, and they were smoking butts in the driveway before they came up.
Smoking butts in the front yardigans, man.
Smoking during it.
They had one of the backyardigans, and then
I've never
was
even
a
heard
handler.
Of these. Why you say it? Like,
handler. Who are
hold
they?
Hold on. Yeah. Are they that popular? Are
the
they Rick and James?
Dude, I'm glad you asked.
Backyardigans!
Oh, my God!
Everybody get in here. I've never seen them. I don't know, man.
That was their
name. What are they, though?
The backyardigans.
I can't even remember. They were like little fucking people, creature, animals that live in your backyard.
Like Teletubbies
I don't know.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
Some yeah, some shit like sure. that.
I just love his Teletubbies.
The backyardigans.
Yeah. Everything.
You do the Teletubbies?
Everything.
Bugs
there
Bunny.
Never Bugs Bunny.
Right?
Also,
Looney
part
Tunes
of the thing.
Aren't big for these. My daughter's into them now. I'm getting her into Tweety Bird.
part of the thing you had to do was you couldn't say who you were. Like, I couldn't be like, I'm Spider-Man. People could say I was Spider-Man, but I couldn't like be like, I'm Spider-Man. I'd have to be like, I'll use Spidey forces. Because, like, technically, I don't know. There's going to be some lawsuit. Like,
are these kids God. Like... Swing from the roof, Spider-Man.
Dude, let me see the web. Shoot the web. Yeah, shit like that. Yeah.
One fucking horse thing. Well, and what's your response to a six-year-old that's yelling, shoot the web?
I was like real hacky with it. So it's like my boss would always be like, yeah, but they'd see, like, they would be like, my boss would be like very much like a character. He'd be like in a Spidey form. And I'd be like, all right, guys, it's me, Spider-Man. Let's do this. Everybody sit down.
I thought
down.
You couldn't say that you were...
It's God me, Spidey.
He already fucked up. He already
it's
fucked
me, Spidey.
Up.
I mean, he's fired. I would hire this guy.
I'll hire the bad guy.
Hey, Entertainment's about to be gone, man. About to undergo a lawsuit. First fucking day on the gig.
But they
guy
would be like,
it.
Yeah, they want to see the Batmobile. Keep in mind the whole thing with it,
I drive
too.
A Nissan Sentra, you fuck.
The walk back. I was one time the Hulk. And the kids wouldn't stop following me. It's exactly that. Where it was like, I was like...
Are you big puffy and shit?
Yeah, like, and you can so you see through like pinholes.
And
yeah.
But you can't drive in that, so you got
to
take it off, right?
Well, I had to this one time because the kids wouldn't fucking stop following me. And I'd be like, go!
You're the Hulk?
Yeah, I was the Hulk. I'd be like, go back. And then so I didn't want to like shatter it for him. So I literally got in the car as
such
Hulk.
A
what were you driving?
A Honda Civic. That was like
original rims.
Original rims.
Yeah, Ridgies. All right. That was like just a shitty car. And
could you get in it?
I got in it, and then I was like, motherfucker! I could see him, so I was like, I gotta just like get around the block. So as Hulk, I drove like a block and a half, you know, just like. Hitting a four-way stop sign. Like, am I clear? I'm going.
Fuck
I hope
I'm
clear.
Even if I don't, I ain't gonna get fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm the Hulk.
Yeah. But the whole thing would always follow you in your fucking car. And I'd always just be like, shit, I can't. I have no excuse for why I'm driving this. But they always wanted the reality. Why can't you shoot the web? Why can't
you
fly?
And what would you say? What were your answers for
it's
that?
Too humid.
It's too humid.
I really would say hacky shit. I'd be like, guys, it's too humid. I can't. Come on, stop asking that. And then I would have to face paint sometimes. Like face paint. Yeah. But again, Jesus. This is like a skill that like I wasn't trained
what
in
would
it.
You
it was like, you know, watercolor paints?
Listen, this just happened at my daughter's birthday. So we got Rapunzel. And everything you're saying is exactly what she came in with some music these days on her iPhone.
Uh-huh.
She
lucky,
does songs
lucky.
From the fucking movie and shit. Sit down and, you know, little performance. Like you said, face painting was the first thing. But not like full like raccoon masks, but like a little,
yeah,
like
a
star
little, yeah.
or something on every kid's cheek. Because it got knocked, you know, she's on the clock. She got knocked on. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, let's be realistic. I was going to take you to paint fucking 9 phases right now. She's like, oh, 30, 40 minutes. I'm like, perfect.
But like a little I would have to be a prince sometimes, and
are you kidding me?
Solo prince or with a princess?
With a princess.
You never had a solo prince?
I probably had a solo prince before, but it would be like those would be easier because it would be like these like little girls who like really wanted to believe. It was way more wistful. It was when it was like a group of boys that I'd be like, oh fuck, this is gonna
these
be,
kids are gonna own me.
Oh, they own me.
What prince?
Just like yeah, like from.
Give me some. Don't put the like.
No, just
what,
like
what
random prince.
Is there one in the work orders?
I don't think I got a prince in here.
You never did a
Indiana Jones.
That's a good one.
Oh,
you never any
fun.
Star Wars.
This is a good one. Hulk, Bruce Banner. This is on the work order. Start as Bruce Banner for half the party, then do Hulk for the second half.
Did you have to like transform and shit?
I don't remember,
Hulk
but
was
I must.
So bad. They were like, "We want Bruce Banner."
Right away.
What the fuck's Bruce?
Hey, calm down, Hulk. Come back to mild-mannered Bruce Banner.
Don't get Bruce, guys. Yeah.
Batman.
Wait, what was I asking you about? Prince.
This is on the Hulk work order. Hulk, Bruce Banner. Hulk catchphrases. Hulk smash. You're making me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry. And general growling noises.
General.
You would give us one of your growls.
That's man. About the Hulk.
God, I would be calling. I'd be calling. Hey, the reason I right away.
The reason I keep asking about the prince is because you have to know the movies.
No, sometimes they just want a generic princess.
It would be
and
like
prince.
A generic prince.
I hear you, but these fucking kids.
I wasn't like.
They'll ask you some shit about, remember when you did this?
Oh,
you know,
but yeah, like, I could handle that.
Then they're like, you never did that. That was a trick question. That's how kids are.
But I'm prince. I'm using royal logic against you. I know I didn't do
royal
that.
Royal logic.
Yeah, just like that. They're kids.
They're dumb, you know?
They're dumb. But when I'd have to face paint a Spider-Man, I'd have to take my gloves off. Because my boss didn't want paint on the gloves.
Oh, my
and
God.
And so that would just
only
be like an
set.
Illusion shatterer.
Yeah.
And then I'd have the Peter Parker, like, Spider-Man argument with the kids. But they, you know, they wouldn't buy it. Am I doing well? You guys are both yawning.
We're great. This is great.
Okay. Well, here. Let me tell you some of my best stories from it.
I want to hear all of them.
Wait. So, all right.
I love this shit.
What would you have to face paint on people's faces?
It was brutal because it was like, you
like
know,
a Batman
water
symbol and
little yeah, spider
they,
web.
Yeah, but like you know, watercolor paint. Like I had to work with watercolor paint. I don't know why. It was just what I was given, and it would just run.
Listen, man, I do acrylics. Okay.
But it would be like kids would see their face, and the amount of times that like a kid was happy was probably 1 in 30.
Yeah.
Like, every kid was like, that doesn't look like Spider-Man. And I'd be like, just please get the fuck out of here. Like, I have to be out of here in 10 minutes. Just shut
guys,
the fuck
I
up.
Guys, I gotta fucking, it's so
come
humid.
Come on, please.
What were you getting paid? Were you an hourly rate?
Hourly rate, and I started at, like, $50 an hour. But so that would be, like, 4 parties a day Saturday.
4 parties a day?
4 parties Sunday. Yeah, but you're driving all fucking over.
And how
over.
Long were you at a party? An hour?
Hour and a half. An hour is pretty normal.
Damn.
Yeah, so I would drive, like, all over. And I would, I just go from one to the other, sometimes hungover as fuck, sometimes high as shit. Like, by the end, so over it. I was going through a breakup one time when I was the Riddler. Like, with the girl I moved out here with. And, like, it was bad. And I was, like, I wasn't, like,
I don't know
going
what's
home.
Going home. I just got questions.
But I was, like, crying in my car before I went in.
Crying.
And then I put the Riddler mask on.
Oh, my God.
And then you went in to do it like that.
Yeah, I went in as the Riddler. My buddy, the time I'm talking about when I had to go back to doing it after a break, my buddy was like, there needs to be a documentary made about you. And he wanted to film, like, he wanted to film me. And I was like, well, it's hard. You can't, like, come to these people's houses. But I had one in Griffith Park, and I was Anakin Skywalker. And so he filmed me in my car for, like, 45 seconds, and I didn't know he was filming. And I just am, like, staring at my dash, just, like, completely dead. Just looking, just like knowing I'm
not
about
to not trying
to
get into character or anything?
No, not, I'm never trying to get into character, but like arguably like the look of a man who wants to just commit suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I'm putting in like a fake ponytail, like, all right, let's do this shit one more time.
Oh my God. Slugging back a shot of whiskey.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I would always be hungover. I'd never be actually drunk. I mean, I had a couple beers at the party every now and then. But like, there was one time.
Anakin Skywalker slugging back beers with the
you
parents.
You ever get caught?
No, like I would do parties sometimes, and like they after the party, they'd be like, "Do you want to have a beer real quick?" And I'd be like, "Nah, I got a minute. I'll have a beer real quick." You know,
yeah, I got the Lance Beater dope.
Hey, I'm off the clock, guys. Get the fuck out.
I would. Yeah, I'd show. There were many times where like I'd hang out. A lot of families like wouldn't tip, but they'd be like, "If you want to hang out and like have a beer and like have a bite to eat at like last party of the day," I'd be like, "All right, I'll do that shit."
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, hang out for a little while.
You ever stay? You're welcome.
Yeah, no, I tried to move into a place. I was like, what are we doing tomorrow? Who's got the next birthday? Yeah. They're like, you need to go, Hulk. What?
You gotta get the fuck out of here.
You don't make me mad right now, lady. Do not make me mad.
You ever get hit on?
Yeah, a couple times I got hit on. One time I got hit on.
What costume were you in?
Spider-Man. Spider-Man
completely
truly.
Completely covered up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, listen,
well,
I see that out.
Actually, one time. One time, this girl was like into me, and she asked me to take off my mask, and I just had a creepy mustache on, and I like lifted it up, and she's like, "Never mind." Like, yeah.
Oh.
No,
man.
There were a couple times, but it was always like
single moms.
Yeah,
or...
and it was like it was like a fetish. Like I remember like
I'm
a couple
sure.
times, like you know, they would be like, you could just see that it was just weird, and I just wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time. But I did a lot of like celebrity birthday parties too. Like I did like Shaq's kid. I did Schwarzenegger's kid.
Okay, wait. What were you for Shaq's kid?
For Shaq's kid, I was Cyclops from the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
But I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, you know, you just got to go in there.
Such
you just got to own
one.
It.
Who picks
just got
to
own it and just like right away. And I got in there and they had like a bungee jump tent and like all
Jesus.
These other characters. And I was like, okay, well, I'm probably not going to be a big focus here at all.
No, Cyclops?
Yeah. Like shitty
just run
Cyclops.
By and punch you and shit
yeah.
for an hour.
Yeah, that is essentially what would happen.
I figure, yeah.
Well, anytime you did one of the headed ones, like Scooby-Doo or something, like you were just fucked.
Like, you did a Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
And you walk upright on your back legs?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what do you want? All fours?
Well, I thought you were a performer.
No, yeah, I'm not. No, yeah. no.
All fours.
No, there are a lot of realities that got shattered.
Now, is it like are those stable? Those like those heads and shit?
No, no, man. You really can't. I mean, you could have like a like it is as bad as you would think it is. It's like you would have like
I'm
a chin
sure.
strap, but you could not see shit. So you could easily fall over something.
In a pool or anything?
I never fell in a pool,
no.
somehow.
But you
no.
did fall over shit?
Yeah, I'd fall over my own shit. I'd be like trying to do magic tricks. Like
as
this,
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, as fucking Scooby-Doo, like looking through a big box of like Tupperware, you know, and they doing the coloring book trick, and they'd be like, no, those are the colors. And I'd be like, right, well, hold on a second. Can I just go back to my cage?
Back to my cage. Shut up. No way.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
all of them. It truly, like, what was amazing about it is that every time I'd roll up, you just wouldn't know what you were going to get into. Like, you'd be like, you'd like size it up a little bit. And you'd man. See the kids, you'd be like, all right, they look all right. Or you'd be like, oh fuck, they're 12. I'm fucked. This is going to be a goddamn nightmare. Mm-hmm. You know, you never knew. And a lot of times it was just like, yeah, it was like the snotty little white kids were like the ones where I'd be like, these little boys are going to be bad. This is going to be bad news. They weren't appreciative. They were like, I had a trick where, you know, like I would have to neutralize a kid. Like there'd be a troublemaker, right?
Neutralize.
So I'd see a troublemaker early and I'd be like, all right, this kid is poisoning the group. Yeah. Yeah. So I'd just be like playing music, playing like, you know, musical hula hoops or something like that. Have these kids running around. And then the second that kid, though nobody's looking, I'd just grab that kid by the arm and I'd just be a Spider-Man just like, hey, I need you to calm down. And then just like let him go. And he'd be like, huh? Like walking away.
Spider-Man just told me to calm down. Like, never yeah. said anything.
I didn't say anything to him. Yeah. Yeah, too humid. Damn it. Can't fire webbing. Too humid.
Well,
one time I was Spider-Man. And I was in like this backyard, and I got stung by like a bee through my costume, and it like I'm not
like Spider-Man's got a lot of muscles around his neck.
It hurt.
No, he's dying. He's swelling up. And he's actually dying.
I mean, getting stung by a bee, it's not as much pain. It is pain, but it's like that crazy annoying, like you
it was
a,
it
if
was
you're
bad.
Not allergic
it,
you want to itch it, you want to
it was bad. It was bad.
But there's different kinds. I mean, there's wasps are way worse, like yellow jackets, but bumblebees
might have been
and honeybees aren't shit, but they chew you. Those
might have been a wasp, and it hurt like shit. And so I hung in there for like 5 minutes, and then I was like, said to the mom, I was like, hey, I got stung by something real bad. I need to like go to the bathroom or something, which I would never do. I'd never ask to go to the bathroom. I pee in bottles in my car. That would be my move because I'd have no time.
Move.
I'd have no time.
Just saw Hulk's dick out, pissing into a Gatorade bottle in the back of a Honda
bottle
Civic.
Smashed. No, but I would. That's what I would do. So I'd never be like, so you never feel like you're imposing.
You get
know?
It?
Yeah, I get it.
All right, put your dick away and come on out back. We're on the clock.
Rookie! Ruby Rory! And so this mom took me in the house. And so like I come out and like whatever illusion I had going with the kids was totally shattered because
shattered.
They were like,
yeah.
You got stung by a bee.
You little bitch ass.
You're
Spider-Man,
bitch.
Like, what? I'm sorry.
You little bitch ass. Superhero.
Like, the best I had this one where I had to be I have this one in here where it was a power like Power Ranger and it says big karate entrance. And I was just like, I don't know what the fuck.
But
to do.
Is that like what a kid requests?
Yeah, so like basically there's a middleman who is promising the world. And then there's where the rubber meets the road. Yeah, when I'm there and I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to do like these Power Ranger kicks.
I just want to tell you that the girl that did Rapunzel slid me her card on the side and was like, you know, if you ever want to do this again.
She's got side, yeah.
Well, she cut the company out.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you after your first performance? I'm like, and tell all your friends they can get me at a
different
rate. Yeah,
see, I was a company man.
You're a loyal company man.
Yeah, I was like, to hey, I
had that
go.
401k play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 1099, 401. Yeah. It's real sweet.
Life insurance.
Yeah, man, taking care of you out there.
So then I had to do one. There's one where it was like.
Wait, so what did you do for the karate entrance?
Nothing.
You didn't even do any kicks?
I mean, like, I tried, but what the fuck am I going to do?
I don't know. It'd be hilarious. Took down some 8-year-old.
You didn't come in? No, yeah, I just beat a grandpa up. A
couple of stances and punches and shit.
Probably some of that. Probably. You know? Someone like
at any point when you're doing it, you're like, "What the fuck?"
You should see him
all the time, all
for 5 years,
all the time. It got worse and worse. Like at first, like I remember my first one. I was Professor Dumbledore from Harry Potter, mm-hmm. and I was like, "This is easy money." I was like, "I can do this forever." And then it was like probably a year in, I was like, "I can't take this." By year five, I was like, or four, whatever. I ended up doing 380 kids' birthday parties, and so
a year.
No, total.
Oh.
But, you know, just weekends. But by, and like some time off in between. But like by the end, I was like, this has to fucking end. Like,
you never had a weekend off.
I mean, every now and then. But I would also like,
listen, you're not working when you love what you do.
I mean, Rick and James don't have, I mean, they don't even have weekdays off.
Yeah, no, man.
That
they got no,
locked.
For sure.
You got to get in for early 2019 right now.
I'm wondering if they need a third. Dude. I do miss the game.
I'll be honest.
I miss the game.
That's what they need. You'd look around when they were performing. You're like, man, these guys, they had a little fence they put up in front of them and shit. In case
what?
The crowd goes nuts.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
They
like
have a fence?
Little tiny white picket fence like this high.
What?
Backyard against. Got a barb. They got a barb. They got a barb wire.
Shaking them and shit.
So then there was one more quarter where it was like.
One more what?
Work order.
Oh, okay.
These things.
Yeah.
Remember I brought props?
I'm looking at them.
They're so sad. And then this is before...
Can I see one of them?
Yeah. And this is before, like... this is when there was MapQuest. So I'd write the directions on the back here like this.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of times get real fucking lost because I wouldn't put miles or anything. So I'd just be like, okay, where the fuck am I going?
That's crazy.
No idea. So there was one work order that goes...
Just Indiana Jones. They will have an obstacle course.
Yeah.
For you to include, call when you get there so they can bring you through the garage.
Yeah, and that was it. It was always the work order would say, keep in mind, there were a couple times. One time I had to be Mr. Incredible at a birthday party where my manager was, and I was trying to hide from him. And another time I had to be Batman at...
How did you know your manager was going to be there?
I didn't. I
he
just
undercover
walked in
bossed
was,
you?
Yeah.
He
no, I just walked in and I was like, oh, shit.
No, this, you're talking about your comedy manager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like my real, like my.
Who's
like,
I thought you meant Rick.
This is when I was at Principato Young and Paul Principato, or Paul Young was there. And I was
like. Did you have a mask on?
Yeah. I was Mr. Incredible, but okay. I was trying to hide as much as possible. There was a commercial director I'd worked with who noticed me. And he was like, how are you? And I was like, clearly good. Clearly things are going really well with me and my life. There's another time when I got booked when I was at William Morris and I got booked to do a William Morris party over the weekend. And I was like saying to my boss, I was like, I can't fucking go to William Morris dressed as Batman. And I did. And I didn't see anyone I knew, thankfully, because, you know, I was nobody gave a fuck about me. Thank God. But I really was. I was like shitting bricks like fuck.
Fuck,
dude.
So then there's this one where this they're
you're
like,
a gamer, though, man. You didn't say no. You could have said no.
Yeah, I never would. I truly, even if I was hungover or stoned
you're
or whatever,
Cal Ripken.
I would never.
This
I never miss
superhero
one.
Company
because
hey,
there's
hey,
kids.
Because
there's kids
fighting through bee stings, man.
Fighting through wasp fights. Now, is what I like to call them. I don't like to call them bee stings. I like to call them wasp fights.
Y'all got some toothpaste? Yeah. I got a fucking nasty.
Well, no.
Ass
then you're like working. You're like, well, yes, but he's a spider. I'm a spider, and he's a wasp. So if you think about it, he's in a different
start
phylum
now.
As far as insects. The way bugs work, guys, it makes sense.
Like, shoot the web, Spider-Man.
It's too goddamn humid.
Did you ever snap?
Honestly, the angriest I got one time was when these kids were out of fucking control. And so I had this parachute game going, and I was a ninja
sock
turtle.
Balls?
The parachute, and you got mm-hmm. the balls. But by this time, I've like I became so ragtag, like I'd lose something, so then I'd just take like a little basketball, and I'm this ninja turtle, and we're playing the basketball game, and this fucking kid goes off, and you're just supposed to throw the ball back on the parachute. And this kid had like fucking Randy Johnson aim, and he hit me right in the turtle dick. And I just like, and it was like a bad one, you know? Yeah. Like,
and which turtle were you?
Either Michelangelo or Raphael. And so I dropped, you know, and I was fucking furious under
down.
That.
Raphael's down, yeah.
And the parents could tell because they took control. They could tell that I was like, I needed a five.
Let's have some cake.
Absolutely. We're like, okay, guys, everyone over here now. Come troll over here.
They had to save you.
Pizza.
Right?
Pizza for the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Man.
And I was just sitting there. And if they hadn't, I don't know what I would have done.
You'd have just sat there on your knees.
Oh, yeah. Just taken the mask off and been like, I have a real set of balls over here, you little assholes.
I would have turned that shell around and put it in front of my fucking dick and be like, this is how this is being worn the rest of this goddamn party.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was like, that was as close, that had to be the closest I came to like going bananas. But there's one time where on the work order, it was like some big entrance or something. And I get there. And the mom's like, yeah, well, what we're thinking is that you can, like, all the kids are in the backyard, and you can do your thing in the front yard. So maybe we can get you on the roof, and you can sort of go on the other side of the roof and be like, hey, kids, it's me, Batman. Like, let's go. And I'm like, well, you know, like, because you want a tip. Like, the tips were pretty good normally, so I'd be like, okay.
What's the biggest tip you got?
I mean, like, I think I got, like, $300.
Damn.
On Halloween.
That's a nice tip.
Someone gave me a big one. Most, like, famous people give you, like, $100. 40 was kind of standard. Some people wouldn't give you shit. Like I said, some people would be like, eat some rice and have a beer. And you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do this. I'll try to do this, right?
The roof trick.
So they have this ladder. Like, there's no...
My cake's stuck! Yeah, my cake's stuck!
They have not put thought into it at all, you know?
Clearly.
They're
she
just
is
sort
thinking
of like,
of
we got a
ladder,
we have a roof, and you're hired help, so
and
get
you're
on
Batman.
The roof. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, yeah. So I like... I get on the ladder and it's like a little sketchy, you know, but I like pull myself up and I don't rip the fucking costume somehow. I straighten my shit out.
It's the only one he's got, man.
He
over
had a few.
Hey,
no, because you either like you could either have one like they were one was like a good one. One was okay. And then one was the Adam West one. And anytime the Adam West
the
one showed
gray,
up, you'd
yeah.
be like, oh, shit, yeah. Not Adam West. But so then I get myself I like pulling yourself out of a pool. Essentially, I get myself on the roof. I go to the back, all the kids are there, and I'm like, hey, where's Greg, you know? And then he's like, I'm here. I'm like, well, we're going to have some fun. I'm Batman. Let's go. And they all, like, run to the front. And then it's
you have to climb down the ladder?
Yeah.
In front of kids. Batman's got to
climb down the ladder!
You know how much, like, we all...
It's easy getting...
It's so much harder getting down.
Yeah, way, and especially in a costume, dude.
Yeah.
You can damn near run up a ladder without using your hands, but getting down, you're like touching it every day.
Well,
oh,
this was a step ladder. This wasn't like we put a ladder on the roof, climb it all the way to. This was like you need to pull yourself up a little bit to get up there. So getting down, I was
you
like,
I'm
fucked. And all the kids are sitting there like watching. And I'm like, hey, Mrs. Andrews, can you actually come over here for a second? I'm having trouble negotiating the distance between the roof and the ladder now that I'm going down. Mm-hmm. And then I had to like get help. Like,
you
so the dad
like,
had
you
to
smell
come
like
over.
Cigarettes and beer,
I've been smoking a lot, and I drank at my last party. Shut up, ma'am. And then so the dad had to come help me. And it took like 8 minutes to get me down. Like, I had
eight
to like lose the cane.
Batman.
And so I like land, and all the kids are like, "What just happened?"
This is you're the worst Batman ever,
like,
Batman.
You're terrible.
Oh my god!
I've been stuck on roofs before because I had a painting company, and it's no joke, dude.
No,
it is no fucking joke trying to get off of a fucking roof.
Well, there.
Not from a group of kids, but
it was a
they're
nightmare.
All watching, of course.
Follow you to your car, but those would always be the best things. Those would be like the, for sure, like they were throwing me to the wolves. And when I did Schwarzenegger's kid's birthday party, I was there for, they booked me for 5 hours.
Jesus Christ. And what were you?
A games coordinator.
Terminator. Please say.
Oh, imagine. Imagine.
The Terminator at his son's party.
Hey, how are you, you piece of shit? You know, to him. Let's go.
I'm sorry, what were you really?
A games coordinator. Which means I just had to wear like a referee outfit.
Oh.
But 5 hours.
Of games.
Which I didn't have.
And where did they do it? At their home?
Yeah, they did it in like the Palisades. It was right before he became governor. And so I was there and it was super weird for a number of reasons. Like Maria Shriver and Rob Reiner were arguing.
Arguing?
Lot. Yeah. Like she was going like, Rob, I wish you'd just support us. And he's like, I'm not supporting a Republican. It was like that. And I was like, what the fuck is going
Holy
on?
Holy shit.
So then the kids were like 11 and they were so not into it. But I was there for 5 hours. So I was like, you guys got to help me out a little bit. Like I would be like very demanding of like, just make it look like we're having fun. And so I was
doing
something.
In charge of the kids the whole time.
Yeah, but they were like not listening. And no, I'm like, you know, someone would come over to me, like someone who worked for the Schwarzeneggers would come over to me and just be like, we really need you to like keep playing games with the kids. You know, I'd be like, yes, but the kids hate me and I'm at like 40 minutes into this job, so I don't know what to tell you. So I was just going crazy. So at one point I just let them like chase me around and I cut my elbow on like some stucco on their tennis court and it was like bleeding like fairly badly, you know? And then so they take me into the house to go get like it cleaned out. And it was the maid who he ended up having a baby with that cleaned out my cut.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, ground years floor, later, baby. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, shit, that's crazy.
Hey. See the scar right here?
See that?
Her, man.
Bit of a Terminator story.
That's a hell of a Terminator story.
Then there was a time when I was doing it, and you know Susanna Hoff of the Bengals?
Come on, man. You're not going to believe this.
Susanna! I'm a big fan.
It's a manic too.
Bring in Marvin Lewis.
I'd like love. Wait,
needs
what?
A job.
I'm the Bengals.
Come on, he does need a job.
That would be amazing. The Bengals reuniting.
I always
with
had a
Coach Marvin
on her,
Lewis. She's gorgeous.
Oh, she's so pretty.
So she's. I didn't even really know she was there, but I'd lost control of the party.
And what do you mean?
Whose part is it? Her kids' party?
No, it's just like a kids' party. And like I would play this game where like I would be basically red light, green light with a squirt gun, and these kids are like not. They don't mind getting squirted with the squirt gun. So eventually, they all just want to get squirted with the squirt gun. So I'm like, okay, I'll just squirt the kids with a squirt gun.
Perfect.
So then they're all like standing there, and they want to get squirted in their mouth with the squirt gun. And I'm like, look, whatever's working, let's go with it. So I'm just shooting the squirt gun into their mouth.
And what character are you?
I don't even remember what I was for that one. Who knows?
Zorro?
Sure, Zorro. I was Zorro. Yeah, absolutely, I was Zorro. This was in 1960.
Hey, Antonio Banderas brought that shit back.
Did he?
I think it was him, wasn't it?
It was. But, yeah. Anthony Hopkins, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Look, guys, I know my shit.
Yeah.
And she comes bolting out of the house.
Susanna Hall?
Yeah. And she runs over, and one of the kids is her kid, and she goes, I don't let him drink water from squirt guns. And I was like, very, very specific rule you have here.
That is.
Yeah. And she was pissed.
At you or him?
At me.
Because he knows better. Really?
Yeah, because I was, you know, because I was like no longer doing my job. I was like, how much longer? Every time I'd get to like, if I could get to like balloon animals, I'd be good. So if I could get to balloon animals, I'd have 15 to 20 minutes left. And depending on how much time I had left, I could milk the shit out of it. Like if I had, it's almost like when you're doing a set and you're like, oh, I have 7 minutes, but I could just milk this bit a little. Or if you're like, oh, I have 5 minutes, I got to speed it up a little bit. Like I'd do that with balloon animals. So if I had like 20 minutes left, I would be like, who wants poodles? But if I had like 10 minutes left, I'd go through it and just hit the word sword real hard. So I'd just be like, I can make you guys like a dog, a cat, a pony, a sword, a flower, a thing. And every kid would be like, sword, sword, you know, so I could like make it, you know, I could make a move. But the best story.
Wait, what happened with Susanna Hoff? She just took her kid out of there? Or what
She just took her kid off and was pissed. Not much of a story. Yeah. Cut that out. Can you cut that out?
We're definitely.
You guys know how much I like to cut
out. We're going to move to the front of this episode.
We got a whole half episode you cut out last time. Still somewhere
bullshit.
In the vault.
Release it.
No, it's all right. Per your request, we won't. Your original request.
Not my original
request.
Wait,
the best one you were going to say.
Actually, well, there's one more. I was Spider-Man once, and I was hungover as fuck. And I had, like, I would get dressed in my car, and my brother and I had been up all night watching the Rugby World Cup. This is a long time ago, obviously, but England had won. They still do
them.
One
of the best events.
Thank you.
Every year.
So we were at a bar, like, we snuck in whiskey because it was so late that they wouldn't serve booze anymore. So we were, like, drinking whiskey, and the party was probably at 10. I was probably up to, like, 7 drinking.
Oof.
And so, like, I barely
overnight.
Slept. Yeah. So I barely slept, and, like, I go to this kid's party, and I'm Spider-Man, and I'm in the car, and I had the gloves on, and the gloves were, like latex, but they would have like little pieces of string would kind of come out of the gloves, like as they would get more and more worn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in there and I'm about to put the Spider-Man mask on, and I have like a hair on my tongue, and I'm like trying to grab the hair on my tongue with the glove on.
Yeah.
And one of the actual like fibers gets caught on my tongue, and then it's like a shit show, and then I'm like, oh God, and then it's like gag reflex, and I'm already hungover.
No.
So I open my car door and I just heave. And I'm like, blah, you know, and I'm like, oh, God. And I shut
Spidey!
The door.
You up in five.
So I, like, shut the door. I'm like, I got to get water to, like, wash it away. And I see in my rear view a dude approaching. And I'm like, fuck. So I grab a handful of Altoids, I put them in my mouth, and I just skirt and walk over the puke, and I'm like, hey. And he's like, hey, how you doing? You're Spider-Man, right? Yeah, I'm like Barry's dad. And I'm like, of course, yeah. And I'm just hiding my puke from him the whole time.
Oh my
and then I went
God.
In and he did it. Another time.
You never saw it?
He never saw it. I moved my car right away, too. As soon as he left, I like poured water on it, and I like moved my car.
It could just, be anybody.
Yeah, it was a dog. A dog was sick.
Dog was front. Like, their dog's eating it.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
oh,
dog eats a 7-Eleven Big Bite? Huh. That's interesting. Who feeds our dog Boston Market?
Dog eats well. Why'd it come out pink? So... One time, my favorite one is I had to dress up like...
There's Vicodin in this one.
Whole
got
piece.
A dog.
Not even, not at all chewed.
Your vomit from the night before can tell you everything about the Spider-Man that's about to set foot in this kid's party.
No wonder he can't shoot webs. He's really dehydrated.
He's so...
Look at how dehydrated he is. Look at this. This is bile.
Oh, God.
So I had to be Buzz Lightyear for a one-year-old... And
you get that? Is there a helmet? Is there a plastic helmet?
It's real ragtag.
For a
one-year-old?
That's ridiculous.
It's basically like a salad guard, but just in front of your face.
Yeah.
And it's like dented and like marked.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean?
A lot of meteors and shit out there.
I took a nasty fall. Woo, do not go beyond infinity. And so, and yeah, one-year-old. So like right away, you're like, what the fuck does that even? And that happened a number of times. Where it would be like, it's a baby, but you'll figure it out. And I'd be like, I have to be here for an hour, ma'am. And so for this one-year-old kid, and I show up, and of course the one-year-old is like freaked out right away. Like they're all insisting that like, hold him, let's take pictures and stuff.
Hold him?
Hold him, yeah. And I like, and keep it, I mean, it's like such a cumbersome outfit, right? And so I'm like, I don't really know what to do, so I find a few kids, and I'm just like, again, like forcing them to do a game, like just so like I look like I'm doing my job. Mm-hmm. Again, just get to that 15, 20 minutes of balloon animals. This party probably like a half hour. And then so like I'm doing it, and I'm getting like, you know, they're like kind of into it, and I'm making them all like 15 balloons, like whatever it takes to like pass the time. And then I'm like, it actually is okay, and like by the end, I'm like, okay, that went all right, and I'm leaving the party. And the mom didn't have a tip, but she was like, here, take pasta, you know? So I was like, okay. So she gave me, like, a big thing of pasta.
Just give them boxes out of the cupboard and shit.
That's uncooked.
Yeah.
Take some rotini.
Add the sauce. This is expired. And I'm walking, like, eating the pasta towards my car.
He's eating it already.
He's already eating it.
Well, you know, she just gave it
I'm
to him.
I'm hungry.
It's in a bowl.
I'm hungry. You don't understand the life. Like the meals were like
understand.
So. Meals were
attention.
So important. I was like, oh yeah, okay. I could get a little sustenance here. I'd probably puke that day as well.
Oh.
And I'm walking there, and there's this like one of the kids who like I was actually getting along with at the party, and he's got a bunch of buddies who just came over, and they're in a bounce house, and he's like, hey, Buzz Lightyear, and I was like, I turned around, I was like, yeah, and he goes, suck my dick. And all the kids start fucking laughing their asses off.
Oh,
I was just
man.
Like, motherfucker.
You just ate your pasta and walked
just,
out of there.
Well, I mean, you know, like...
Can't even get past the shield.
Suck
man.
My yeah,
no,
dick.
No, it was just all in the shield. I wasn't even eating it. But he was like 5. And he was like... And I honestly, like 20 minutes before, I'd have been like, that's the coolest kid at the party.
Yeah.
And then him and his friends are just pissing their pants in the bounce house. Just like... What a fucking loser.
That is fucking...
Imagine being 28 doing that shit.
Oh, my God. Suck my...
I mean, were there, like, Saturdays that you finish up doing 4 and you're like, no fucking way I'm going to work tomorrow and doing this again?
Yeah, but, like, I would be... If I was booked, I'd be like, I gotta go. Because otherwise, like...
Because you're from Wisconsin.
Well...
There's a kid that's gonna be super disappointed.
Otherwise, there's
that's
a kid.
True.
It's actually really
there's
nice.
A kid who, like, would be, like, fucked. And there were a couple times, there was one dude I worked with who got arrested for pulling a box cutter on a bouncer at a club. So I had to pick up a bunch of extra ones one day. Like one day I did like 7.
Oh.
And it's just like I would come home. I mean, like the weed had never been tastier when I came home.
Yeah,
I would be like,
bet.
Oh my God. Just lay down and just be like, fuck.
Shower that shit off.
Yeah. And just, I mean, it really was. Like you would get... Yeah, like
I finished that pasta. Just
they'd give, but I get like whole, when I was the Riddler and I was crying. This woman gave me a whole pizza. And I was like,
Lord, he's still crying out there.
Oh, man.
He's not leaving.
He's not leaving.
I didn't leave.
Oh, no. He just threw up.
Oh, God. He's very sick.
Honey, go out and say something to him.
I'm not going to go say anything to him.
He's clearly upset.
But he's the Riddler. He's barfing.
I think Johnny next door just told him to suck his dick. Please go out.
No, I heard him say it to him. I heard him say it.
I was like that, and I did it for like I said, I did it for like 5 years, and it was like,
how did you finally put in your notice?
I think I'd just gotten like my writing partner and I had just gotten some gig, because the whole problem was the time I went back was like I had something that was pending, but it was like, you know how it goes, like it's like 8 months of bullshit, and then it's like another 3 months of writing the shit, and like, so I just wasn't making the money that I had coming, and it was once I got a check that I was like, okay, I got a little breathing room, I can get the fuck out of here.
What do you think was more of an embarrassment, this job or brocation?
Mancation. Well, Mancations was awesome.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
I posted a picture of me just like having socks and sandals. I was at the laundromat, and I just took a picture of that and posted it. You know, I just see Jay's comment.
A lot of people commented.
I just see Jay's comment. Ha, you fucking loser.
Did you ever get into water balloon fights or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of water balloon fights. I also had to fill the water balloons for my boss. I would like work for him on some days, and so he'd be like, "We need 400 water balloons." And, like, I would get up and be like, "My back is..."
Yeah, I was gonna say you would just sit there. And
I feel like that would be like the easy. Were you still getting 50 an hour on that?
No. That
getting
was
a,
like
getting a nickel balloon.
That was. I would go wash costumes for him like on the Monday. Just like kind of help him out, but he'd pay me, you know. But just to help him out, but I'd have to wash some of them by hand, and
what the fuck?
The color that would come out of like an Elmo costume, water wise, was like, oh my god,
yeah.
What was this? Was this just a hobo you found under a bridge? And you're like, go. You laugh when you get tickled.
What was his career path that ended him with this now, like owning this company?
Dude,
like, how many people were working for him?
It varied, like between like 6 and 8, I would say. But he was amazing. He was, like, amazing at it. He was like Rick and James, whatever those fucking assholes are named. Rick James? Was it Rick James?
I think it was.
Okay. Sound is fool.
He was like a savant. Sound is fool. He never had a bad experience. Always crushed. Whereas I would have one, you know, like I said, my whole thing was be like, all right, guys, I'm Batman. Let's all settle down.
So he would also dress up. He didn't just own the company. He would also play characters.
Dude, his room was like full of boxes of costumes and shit, and like, but he was legit. He was all in. I mean, he would like go, like he would kill it.
I'm sure. Yeah, he had 6 people working for him and shit.
And Shrek, you have a Shrek costume. I mean, how much
first
money
one
is
I did was
costumed?
Shrek.
Well, seriously, what do you think he had to spend in costumes?
A lot of them would get
spend
made.
Money to make money.
He'd make, you know what I mean? And it wasn't Shrek. It was Scottish gargoyle.
Is that what it was?
No, I don't know. But yeah, he would. I mean, shitloads. Like, he had everything. I think you would also get some from, like a costume warehouse. But for the most part, he had them all in his place. And it was just... In his home.
That's badass.
Sounds totally normal.
He was a great dude, though.
Sounds like it.
He really was. He was, like, a great boss. But it was, like, I couldn't separate the reality of the job from...
So how'd you quit?
So I got like I got the money, and I told him, you know, I was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna be done, and he was like, let's go, come on, we'll do the last one together, Batman and Robin.
Shut up!
Is that real?
Yeah. So I drove. It was like an hour away.
Yeah, right.
So I drove like an hour away
with him.
I think we drove separate. Met him there. And,
that's not how Batman and Robin would have done it, but whatever.
You don't know that.
Sidecar.
They drove together. That goddamn Batmobile. I don't fucking mean, I don't know that. There's 2 seats in it.
If he wants to really get to the next level, he's got to get a Batmobile.
Imagine.
That would be amazing.
Oh, then you want to
kill
it.
Then the kids can follow you.
Yeah. Oh,
all right,
man.
Get the fuck out of here, kids. I'm
don't
legit.
Get burned by the flame back there.
Oh, shit.
Throwing up out of the side.
Shield. Shield. Throwing up on the shield. Shield down. On the interior.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And I got, like, the worst sunburn on the last one. Like, I got, like... Like, I had, like, a Robin mask on, and I got,
oh,
like...
Oh, he made you be Robin?
Yeah, of course I was Robin.
He's Robin. It's his final one,
this guy owns the company, bro.
I'm Robin.
It's his final one.
I see Bruce Wayne rolling in there and be like, nah,
he's like, listen, I'll
lead.
Be honest with you. I heard about you doing that Batman up on the roof and shit, man. I'm, you're going to be Robin.
You're Robin.
I think you hear the other story. Man, I heard about you in that step ladder. Why don't you be Robin?
Yeah.
I'll handle that.
And listen, if a kid says, hey, Batman or Robin, don't turn around. No need to turn around because it's going to get followed with a suck my dick.
Yeah.
So
wait, did you guys at least go for drinks or anything after the gig? He was like, let's
we're
just do this.
We're not cops. Like, we weren't like, we hadn't just like cracked a huge case.
Clearly. I love that that's your fucking 8-year-old vision of cops.
Oh, they did it. They're going to go get a drink. Well, I mean, what do we, go break bread? Let's go to Buca di Beppo. Have a good, let's make a day of it.
The
let's
two of you in costume.
Where you can
in
see costume. And make everything.
Yes, it's Robin Party of Two. Might be under Batman. I don't know.
No, but yeah. I'm just saying that you get, put your nose, he's like, hey, you know what? Why don't we go out with a bang? We do this together afterwards. We'll get a dinner. I don't know. I
no,
just figured it might
no,
be
no
some.
Dinner. No.
Have you
no.
dipped your toe back in the water a little bit? Have you had an emergency call up at all since?
No. There might have been one, and I had to say no.
Oh, turned it down.
But I've thought about how funny it would be to just go do one now just to sort of see like what I would remember, like how much... Because it was very, like, and he would say this, and it is, like, oddly sort of true, is it is a little like stand-up in the sense that I was saying the same shit over and over again, and I was, like, working on, like, an act a little bit.
No.
I mean, no, it's different
like
for sure, but it is a little bit.
It's not like stand-up.
Dude, you guys have never done the coloring book trick, okay? You've never done the penny disappear. You've never done the magic bag.
I've never done that on stand-up either.
Yeah.
How do you make the penny disappear?
You can throw that motherfucker.
I was going to say, like, what's so tough about that?
Hey, kids.
Toss that motherfucker.
There's a switch. There's a switch. The coloring book was the best one. It's like where you hold it, you know? So you know the one where you...
Oh, it's a coloring book that's empty and then you turn it and it's all colored in?
Well, you got the pictures, you got it empty, and then you got colored in.
I heard the toughest part about that is doing all the coloring.
Yeah, really quickly.
You're up late at night helping him out while you're doing laundry. He's doing Elmo laundry.
Oh, my God.
You were really invested in it.
Dude, it was like I had a... It was the first fucking job I had when I moved here. And it was like how I made, like, you know, enough money to not donate blood.
Sounds like
it
could have been good money if you're doing three shows plus tips, maybe 300 a day on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, back-to-back, six bills.
Nothing during the week.
Sometimes, but rarely. But yeah, I would like
doing a noon or on a Wednesday over Pac Bell.
Yeah, no, you've got to like some school. Yeah,
Pac Bell. Someone's retirement party. Bringing Batman in. You said you did an office party. What the fuck was that all about?
I did a bunch of them. I would be like the end, like one. I had to be like Batman at the end of a scavenger
for
hunt,
adults,
and I was just hanging out. I had to do a Halloween party.
And you weren't like just like these people are judging me.
Oh my God, absolutely. I would like when I had to do the office party as Dracula on Halloween. I was like, this is totally mortifying. I mean, I was like, this really is.
Let's
like,
hear your Dracula.
What
Let's
the
hear
fuck?
It. Give us some.
You want to get to the next level, man.
All right, okay. I mean, I'm not, I haven't done it in a while, just
course.
So we know.
Still rusty, yeah.
Okay. Well, someone should take a picture with
I'm getting hot.
Let me get hot, you fucking assholes.
All right, you can't. Would you practice in the car before you went
Absolutely.
In? Okay, we're in the car right now.
Oh, sorry.
I thought we were.
That's better.
It's getting closer, Jay.
That sounds like the
it's
count
not.
From Sesame
it,
Street.
I had it for a minute.
Sounds like Schwarzenegger a little.
Well, I also do his kid's party, so.
Oh, my God.
That office party, man, I can't even imagine. This is before texting, too,
right? I had two of my buddies one time pulled the plug on hiring me just to come to a park where they were. Because they knew I'd be livid, but they were gonna like hire me to like show up and then just be sitting there like,
just
"What's up, bitch?"
But you got paid.
That's
though.
Worth $150 bucks or whatever you have to pay.
Yeah,
I did it to. I've said this before. I've never obviously told you, but I did it to my younger brother when he graduated college. He was still living with my mom. She's in this small little tiny ass condo, and I wanted to do something. You know, he's got anxiety and shit. I wanted to make him nervous. So I was like, well, I'm sending a surprise to the house. He's like, you better not fucking send a stripper, Ryan. You better not send a stripper. I was like, Todd, just relax. Just enjoy whatever we send. So I look into the Oriole Bird, the mascot, because they do private parties and shit. And it's surprisingly affordable for like an hour and a half. I call my other brother.
This means you got ordered.
And I'm like, hey, man, let's just split this. We'll tell one person at the house. Because they have to go out and meet him and bring him up in that big-ass costume, like you're saying, he can't see and shit. So my brother's freaking the fuck out. And in the Oriole Borough. And now it's a small condo, small for two people. There's 15, 17 people in there for a little graduation thing. This fucking Oreo bird comes. It's so big. It's like
knocking shelves over.
He fucking, his tail just flares way out here in the back. He turned around and knocked this nice ass clock off my motorball. It fell and broke. And you know, he can't talk or anything. So my brother's telling me he was dying. He's like, right. He knocked the clock off the wall. I said, what did the guy say? He said, nothing. He put his hands over the end of his beak and went, that was it. Fuck that clock. He said,
How long does he hang out
for? I tweeted at him. I said, hey, Oreo Bird, you remember when you fucking broke the clock? He liked it.
I like how you picture that it's him.
He's the same guy.
It's him, bro. I remember that.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, this has been a lot of fucking fun.
Did I say enough things?
You said plenty. Okay. Probably more than enough. All right. Thank you.
I want to be in on post on this.
For coming. Yeah, no problem. Of course you will be. For being here. At least this one will air.
Call? I don't know.
Huh? At least this one will air. It'll actually go up. People will be able to listen to it.
You know what? Put it up. Because
I'll tell you, I wish we could find it, because we also talked about the snake getting cut in half.
Snake story.
My brother's the next day verified. Anyway.
Like, that means anything. Hey,
all right, if your brother said it.
He was the one being chased by a snake. Will you please go ahead and we throw a rock and cut it right in fucking half?
A rock.
I didn't.
Copperhead, right?
Friend of plate. I mean, it might have been a water moccasin.
You know, me and my buddy Brian, every time we golf, he's got this fake snake. You know, it's like rolled up and it looks like a snake. And so, like, we try to, like, prank. Like, he's gotten me with it, and then we got my friend with it, and then he and I got this older guy we were golfing with, and we had it out, and we, like, had the camera on. The guy comes and goes, oh, right there! And I was like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do? And I'm like, what? Where? And I started walking towards him, and he goes, look out! And I reached out and grabbed it, and I run at him, and he's like, ah, oh, the guy.
You filmed it?
Yeah. I have it on my Instagram. So we're golfing the other day, and we're only golfing, me and my buddy, with two other, no one. We got paired up with nobody, and we wanted to get someone. So we're at the turn, and we see the people in front of us had left their bag. The guy was obviously inside getting a snack. So we put the snake by his bag, and the guy
comes. Somebody you don't even know?
Yeah, we don't even know who this guy is. So he's walking back to his bag, and we're like, shit, he's not seeing it. And so
guys got to like read from a script now.
Yeah, so I go, hey, look out, man. And he goes, whoa. And I go, don't worry. And he goes, well, at least it's not poisonous. And I reach down to grab it. And he's like, whoa, hold on there. And I grab it, like, ah. And the guy goes, oh, you little fucker. Guy was like 55, called me a little fucker.
So.
It's the most fun, dude. It's the most fun.
I love the only people who are unhappy to not be paired up with someone on golf. I'm like, who are we going to do the snake thing on? Oh, we'll get an old guy around the turn. And we don't have a lot of options. We can't get each other.
Then we put it on the ground outside the men's restroom, and these two Korean guys were coming out. This one guy comes out, walks right past it, and the next guy comes out and goes, what?
I'll be honest, that sounded Japanese. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stopped and he just pointed and yelling. And my buddy is straight up just filming. And he just like, oh, well, this guy's filming the snake. And then he goes, it looks dead. And we're like, it's not real, dude. He's like, oh. And he thought it was the funniest.
Well, why don't you one more time here promote whatever you'd like there?
I work at Hey Hey Entertainment, and
all characters.
You can find me at Reynolds Gareth on Instagram and Twitter. Listen to The Dollop, Point Versus Point, United States of Absurdity. Dollop Goes on Tour. You can find that at dolloppodcast.com. And yeah, we're all over the place, like Seattle and San Francisco and Phoenix.
When is that?
It's there's a bunch of them coming up. You know, I'm not going to get specific. They're there. People can find them.
I'm sure people will
find them.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you, buddy, and it's always great to see you.
Listen to him. So inauthentic.
As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
There it is. RyanSickler.com, RyanSickler on
all. Do you have a Flickr, Jay?
Social media. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.